And they said, one of the girls said, I hear that November 1st, we may all be able to ditch the mask. And I'm going, where'd you get your information? And I'm like, I'm not trying to throw cold water on it. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be cool if we could do it? I just don't know where she was getting her information. But she was talking about November 1st. I'm like, I don't know about that.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. And, of course, being in the industry in which we exist, I doubt that one.
Yeah, yeah. But I will tell you this. We're getting closer. I mean, in fact, I was just looking at one of the lower thirds, they call them chyrons, on the CNN, and we had on here in studio, and 57% nationally have been vaccinated. Now, that's less than the 70% they've been shooting for the last, I don't know, 6 months, and they haven't been able to get it done. We'll talk more about that. Also, we'll let you hear from Pete Hegseth talking about the inflation, because it is getting worse and worse and worse. Coming up, Stavros Anthony, always smart. He's a Las Vegas city councilman. And we'll find out from him about stagflation, the Biden inflation, all of that. And a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Attorney General Merrick Garland defended his memo calling on the FBI and local law enforcement to deter violent protests against some school boards across the nation. Garland says his memo was not aimed at cracking down on parents speaking at school board meetings.
That includes debate by parents criticizing school boards. That is welcome. The Justice Department protects that kind of debate. The only thing we're concerned about, Senator, is violence and threats of violence.
But Senator Chuck Grassley says Garland went too far in ordering federal prosecutors to work with local law enforcement regarding threats to school board members.
As a result of your memo, local school officials and parents may not speak up in these meetings out of fear that the federal government will do something to them. So that's a poisonous, chilling effect.
The memo took center stage as Garland appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The White House says it shares Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley's concern about China's military.
Milley told Bloomberg TV that China's test of a hypersonic missile was very close to being a so-called Sputnik moment, referring to the Soviet Union's 1957 breakthrough with satellite technology. White House spokesman Jen Psaki echoed comments from the top U.S. military officer.
They continue to pursue capabilities that increase tensions in the region, and we continue to have concerns about that.
China maintains it was working on technology for a reusable space vehicle, not a missile. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Sudanese security forces have detained three prominent pro-democracy figures overnight. The arrests come as internal and international pressure mounts on the country's military following its coup and protests denouncing the takeover continued on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 266 points, the Nasdaq up a fraction, the S&P down 23. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I am running for Nevada governor because there are a lot of things we need to fix right now. To be clear, I'm not against welcoming new residents if they come to our state legally. The Biden administration, with the obvious approval of Steve Sisolak, is refusing to enforce current immigration laws. Biden and his corrupt comrades are encouraging and actively facilitating the illegal invasion of Nevada by using buses to transport an endless stream of unvetted men, women, and children into our state without even testing them for COVID-19. We know that violent gang members, human traffickers, and illegal drug shipments are mixed in with the frightened immigrants who are being used by the drug cartels. And our current governor is silent. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Clark County School District is stepping up its game and trying to recruit bus drivers. District officials are proposing to hire with a retention incentive program, which would pay up to $1,500. The school district is currently short of about 240 drivers. If approved, the program would apply both to new hires and current employees. The Mountain Ridge Little League says thank you, Las Vegas. League officials say the response to the group's GoFundMe page has been overwhelming. Someone stole more than $6,500 worth of equipment from the league last week, including audio equipment, cash, and snacks. As of yesterday, 68 donors have pledged more than $16,000, with one individual donating $10,000. League President Jimmy Ballinger says the community's generosity was a reminder of why he loves living here in Las Vegas, a caring community which always answers the call for help. So, way to go. And some good news and bad news when it comes to the jobless rate. Nevada's unemployment rate for September dipped to 7.5%, but that includes people who are no longer looking for work.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
It looks like somebody was pulled over, but there's some police activity there on Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset there on the right side. Bumper to bumper on that transition ramp, leaving US 95 over to Interstate 15 southbound, and lane restrictions causing backups. That's at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit
and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Stavros Anthony on, Las Vegas City Councilman. He joins us. Stavros, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you? Good to be with you.
I am doing absolutely great. I saw last week that you endorsed Sam Peters in the CD4 race, and wanted to ask you about that endorsement. I know there are probably other people in the race. Why Sam Peters?
Well, that's a great question. I take my endorsements very seriously. I make sure that when I endorse somebody, I believe in them, and I make sure that they have kind of the same principles as me, so I'm very selective on how I do that. But Sam Peters was an easy one for me. He's a great man, and I really endorsed him because of three reasons. Number one, he's a man of integrity and honesty, and he's shown that in his military service and really throughout his career. He's somebody I can trust and somebody who I know will be a good conservative, so that's very important to me. Number two is he's a big supporter of law enforcement. He's going to make sure that if he's in Congress that he talks to law enforcement and finds out what tools they need to make sure that they keep our community safe. So I know he's going to support them, and he's not going to get involved in this defunding the police nonsense that seems to be going all around the country. And third is, I know one of his key issues and concerns is voter fraud. If he's in Congress in Washington, D.C., I know he's going to make sure that a voter integrity is number one, and he's going to make sure that the laws are in place to, when people go to vote, they feel like their vote counts, and it's not being crossed out by some kind of fraud on the other side. So because of all those three things, I think Sam would do a great job representing Nevada in Congress in Washington, D.C.
I want to ask you, as long as we're talking about endorsements, an odd story that came up, it just bubbled up in the last couple of days, and that is that Don Ahern, a big donor for Republicans, he owns the Ahern Hotel, which has become a showplace for all kinds of Republican events. He wants Trump to rescind the endorsement of Adam Laxalt and instead do Captain Sam Brown. And Captain Sam Brown, I must say, very impressive candidate. I'm not sure if you've heard of this yet, but I've never heard of trying to get somebody to rescind an endorsement. It was an early endorsement by the former president. Your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, depending on the, you know, how things you know, flux in our campaign process, I'm sure people have changed their endorsements when they saw fit. I know Don Ahern personally. He is a great man. He's a great Republican and conservative. He's done business in the city of Las Vegas for many, many years. He's a great businessman. He's put a lot of people to work. He's really somebody who's really done a lot for the city of Las Vegas. So, you know, it's up to him to decide who he wants to endorse and how he's going to help that candidate. I've met Sam Brown before. He seems like a fine man. But that's how the political process works. People get behind candidates, and they try to get other people behind candidates. And I did see that article in the paper today. So, you know, he sounds like he's going to work hard for Sam Brown, and other people are going to work hard for other candidates.
Does that mean that we have to have some sort of insurrection or some sort of trouble within the party, some split within the party? I mean, can we have a difference of opinion?
Absolutely. That's, you know, when you look at the two political parties, that's the one thing that's interesting. When you look at the Democrat Party, they're pretty locked up. They decide this is how it is, and nobody gets out of out of the lane. And if they do get out of the lane, they're in big trouble. In the Republican Party, we have really some healthy debates and discussions, and that's what this primary process is really all about, is to get all these different opinions together and decide what exactly, you know, the Republican Party stands for, what's conservatism, that we can have healthy discussions and debates to come up with you know, what we're going to stand for, and from that, I believe we select some excellent candidates. I mean, that's a healthy evolution. So I'm glad we have debates and discussions, and so as long as they're civil, you know, then I think it's a good thing for us.
We've got 9 people, including Michelle Fiore, vying for the governorship and wanting to run against Steve Sisolak. I made the not-so-bold prediction a couple of months ago that there'd be people lining up around the block. I had no idea there would end up being 9 people. And we may not be done. We haven't heard from Mark Amadei yet, so we'll wait to see what he does. I'm curious, have you endorsed in the governor's race yet?
I have not. As you mentioned, there's 9 candidates now. There will probably be more jumping in, so it's I know quite a few of them personally. I know some that would do an outstanding job. So right now, I think this is a good time for them to get their message out, and I'm going to be listening just like everybody else. But yeah, there'll be 10, 12 people running in that election. I mean, I'm up for I'm termed out, and I'm up for re-election. And I'm putting my over under it around 10 people who run in my ward, and I'm taking the over. So it's always, you know, this is the American way. People decide they want to represent a certain district, whether it's a ward or a state, and they put their name in there, and they get their message out, and the Republican Party will decide. But I'm going to wait on the governor's race and kind of see who all jumps in and listen to all their messages. But we do have some great candidates that are running for governor.
Well, and the one thing it does tell me is that we've got a very deep bullpen that if some of these, and again, the filing deadline's not till I think March or something like that, that if there are some of these candidates that drop out and want to run for state senate or a state assembly or one of the constitutional offices, there will be an opportunity for them to do so. It's got to give you confidence going into this midterm election, though, that we've got a pretty deep bullpen.
We do, and I think the conservative message is starting to resonate with the public. I think they're getting tired of the Washington D.C. control, the Carson City control of people. I think they want their freedoms back, and they want to go about their business without the government hammer that's come down on them because of COVID. The Democrat Party has used COVID, and you know, it was serious. People were getting very sick off of COVID, but they used it as a way to really increase the authority that they have over people, and people are getting tired of it. And I think that's the message that the Republican Party has to really resonate with, is that we're the party of less government, we're the party of freedom and liberty, and if we're elected, we're going to make sure that your God-given rights are protected.
Tell me how we're doing as a city relative to the pandemic. Are we doing all the right things?
Do you mean the city government?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're from the city standpoint, I think we're taking really a balanced approach where we want to keep people safe, but we don't want to be onerous. I mean, a perfect example that probably a lot of people don't know about is at the city of Las Vegas, we had some discussions among you know, individual city council people and our city manager about mandating vaccines for our employees, and there was a discussion about it. I couldn't have discussions with other city council people because if you talk to more than one or two, you can violate the open meeting law. But I gave my opinion, and that was that we should absolutely not be mandating vaccines for our employees. Our employees are smart enough to decide whether they want to get the vaccine or they don't want to get the vaccine. And up to this point, we have not taken a vote or pushed mandatory vaccines at the city of Las Vegas. So we are encouraging it. We're giving them all the information that they need to go get a vaccine. But we're taking the approach that people are smart and they'll make the right decision based on what their doctor says. So I think those are the decisions that we're making that I think are smarter than a lot of these, you know, our governors and presidents who are out there trying to force people to get a medical procedure that they know nothing about. And that's very unfortunate.
Let me just ask you, as far as vaccine mandates, if it's under discussion, will it be an agenda item anytime soon?
That was the discussion. Should it be an agenda item? And I told them if it is an agenda item, I'll vote no. And so far, we haven't had that agenda item come up. So at this point, it's just sitting there basically a philosophy right now that it will not be mandatory. If somebody at the city council wants to bring it up in order to make it mandatory, I'll be down as a no, and we'll see what the rest of the city council does.
Do you get a sense, just in talking to people, as far as if there is a consensus on the council for or against?
Yeah, that I don't know, and I wouldn't even look into that because it would be a violation of the open meeting law. All I know is I've said no, and so far it has not come up as an agenda item. So that's kind of where it stands.
What is your next step? Politically,
I have a couple of things. Number one, I have another year on the Las Vegas City Council representing Ward 4, and I have some exciting things that I'm doing. I just built a new park. I'm actually going through a process of building a pretty large pickleball facility up in the Tenaya and Rainbow area. The pickleball community really wants these big facilities where they can have tournaments, so going through a process of building one of those. I'm doing what I can for the residents of Ward 4 and the residents of Las Vegas. And number two is I'm just kind of looking at the political landscape to see if there's a fit for me to continue my public service to the residents of Nevada. So I'm kind of watching what's going on, and if there's a particular office that I believe I would be a good asset for Republicans and everyone in the state of Nevada, then I'll jump in. So just right now, I'm just watching.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Exactly.
Stavros, always good, man. Thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Stavros Anthony, good guy, Las Vegas City Councilman, hardworking guy. And I don't think his life of public service is over. By a long stretch. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport. Quality hearing aids, 369-1321, 369-1321, 369-1321.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you haven't already made plans for tomorrow, plan to attend the Board of Trustee meetings for the Clark County School District tomorrow, 5 o'clock at the Greer Education Building. That's at 2832 East Flamingo Road in Las Vegas. This is where they're going to talk about removing Dr. Jara, the superintendent. And I'll be honest with you, he is, you know, I'm one of those the buck stops here sort of guys. And he clearly has not gotten the job done. Now, has he been hurt by the pandemic? Yeah. But everybody, every business, every school district in the country has had to deal with this. And somehow we have not done well with it. Also, should Linda Cavazos be ousted as the president of the Board of Trustees? She'd still be on the Board of Trustees, just not as the president. That's all on the agenda tomorrow, 5 o'clock at the Greer Education Building located at 2832 East Flamingo Road in Las Vegas. Eva McCann is a CNN reporter, and she was on yesterday with Jake Tapper talking about Glenn Youngkin and an ad that was run in the Virginia governor's race. This is good stuff. This is Eva McCann yesterday with Jake Tapper.
When my son showed me his reading assignment, my heart sunk. It was some of the most explicit material you can imagine. They passed bills requiring schools to notify parents when explicit content was assigned. But then Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed it twice. He doesn't think parents should have a say. He said that. He shut us out.
Now, what Murphy and Glenn Youngkin don't tell you in that ad is that her son was a high school senior, and the book that she wanted banned was Toni Morrison's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, beloved. CNN's Eva McCann joins us now live. And Eva, why is Youngkin deploying this ad now, and how is the McAuliffe campaign responding?
Well, Jake, Youngkin